Hare Krishna. So I'm very happy to be here today. It's actually my first time here at Gita Jayanti. Every December we're always traveling around the UK to different towns, so we're never in London for Gita Jayanti, but feeling very happy and fortunate to be with all of you. And Shruti Dharmaprabhu actually requested or instructed me that I should take part in this wonderful occasion. So I request the blessings of Shruti Dharmaprabhu, the blessings of Kripamoya Prabhu. I was actually remembering that before the Battle of Kurukshetra and before the battle took place, Arjun actually went over to the other side and he went to Grandfather Bhishma Dev and he begged for the blessings of Bhishma Dev that he would be victorious in battle. So today I beg for the blessings of Grandfather Kripamoya Prabhu. That we will be able to discuss and explore some of the wonderful themes that Krishna gives us in the Bhagavad Gita. And of course we offer our respects to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who has given us the Bhagavad Gita and who has transformed the lives of so many hundreds of thousands of people through His wonderful writings. So we begin with the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And the first chapter of the Gita is entitled Observing the Armies on the Battlefield of Kurukshetra. So the Bhagavad Gita starts Dhritarashtra uvacha dharma kshetre kurukshetre samaveta yuyutsava mamaka pandavascheva kim akurvata sanjaya. Dhritarashtra is in the palace. He is a blind king, so he cannot take part in the battle. But he has his assistant Sanjaya, and he is questioning Sanjaya, kim akurvata Sanjaya, what is happening there on that battlefield where the Kauravas and the Pandavas and all my sons have assembled? What are the latest events on the battlefield? Sanjaya begins to explain how Duryodhan is on the battlefield and is now going to each and every warrior on the Kaurava side and inspiring them that they must fight to the best of their ability. The Pandavas are very strong, and unless we fight to the best of our ability, we will not be victorious. So in this way, Duryodhan is trying to fire up his armies and inspire them to fight very strongly so that they will be victorious. Despite Duryodhan's strong and hopeful words, many verses in the first chapter indicate that the Kauravas will be defeated. The Kauravas will definitely lose. Despite Duryodhan's confidence, there is no opportunity for the Kauravas to be victorious. Why? Because they are in opposition to Krishna. Krishna is on the side of the Pandavas, and therefore the Pandavas will definitely be victorious. Here is a very important teaching that is the basis of the Bhagavad Gita. The name Dhritarashtra means one who usurps another's land. The name Duryodhan means literally dirty fighter. So Dhritarashtra represents material motivation, and Duryodhan represents material action. Material motivations in one's mind give birth to material actions, and material actions will ultimately result in defeat, disappointment, and frustration. 99.9% of people in the world have this notion that if they have a nice family, good money, security in the world, and a nice material life, they will achieve happiness. But Krishna here, right at the beginning of the Gita, is teaching something different. That simply a stable and secure material life will not actually make one truly happy. In order to become truly happy, we have to invite Krishna into our life. Now, Arjuna has Krishna on his side, and Arjuna has no doubt that he will be victorious. But still, in the middle of the first chapter, Arjuna tells Krishna, Senayor Ubayor Madhye, take me to the middle of the battlefield. I want to see everyone who has assembled here to fight. So Krishna, acting as Arjuna's chariot driver, complies. And Krishna takes Arjuna to the middle. Now, when Arjuna comes to the middle of the battlefield and sees all the people who have assembled there, he sees his friends, he sees his relatives, he sees his teachers, he sees his elders, he sees people that he's known for his entire life, and he sees that all of them will die. He begins to question, should I even be here fighting? Will this warfare really make me happy? Arjuna has a turning point where he questions everything about his own existence. And this is very significant. In our life, Krishna will send situations which make us question our life. And these situations that Krishna puts us in are like alarms. Everyone has an alarm clock. And the alarm clock goes off in the morning, whether you like it or not. And all of us react differently to the alarm clocks. One type of person, they don't even hear their alarm clock in the morning. A second type of person, they hear the alarm clock, they wake up, but then what do? They switch it off, or they hit the snooze button, and they go back to sleep. The third person hears the alarm clock and it's difficult. They don't want to get up, but they get up. And once they're up, and once they've had a shower, everything's okay. So similarly, these situations that Krishna sends in our life are like alarm clocks. And some people ignore them. Some people wake up for some time, but then they go back into their old habits again. But the third type of person wakes up and says, there must be something more than just this. That person was Arjuna. And we should also be like Arjuna, that when Krishna sends us challenges or difficult situations in our lives where we begin to question our very existence, we should also wake up and question our existence. So Arjuna was a very busy man, and we are all also very busy. There were 640 million soldiers assembled at Kurukshetra, and they were ready to fight. And the only reason they hadn't begun the battle was because Arjuna was having this crisis of faith. Despite the intensity of the situation, Arjuna still took time to question life. And therefore, this is the key lesson of the first chapter of the Gita, that when we face some dilemma, we should question life. And when we question life, then we begin our spiritual journey.